Well, it really started it last December when Danny Werfel, the controller at the Office of Federal Financial Management within OMB, came to IAC to ask for industry recommendations on how to develop a new strategy for sustaining the effectiveness of federal financial systems.
Okay, and so how did this whole group come together? Who was part of the working group?
Well, that's a very good question, Tom. Really what how Industry Advisory Council operates is we really reach out to find a team of experts across multiple member companies. And in this case, we were really able to pull together quite an A team of 22 different companies coming together to really take off their company hat and focus on what's the right thing for government, analyze the problem. And they also really reached out to do interviews with folks in government, as well as extending the umbrella to other industry representatives, both on the commercial side and folks who are familiar with the federal government, as well as different third-party analysts.
And while you were doing all of this research among the companies, was did you have the, I guess, backing or imprimatur of the OMB itself, as if they were expecting a report eventually?
Well, I would say that they came to IAC for help, for advice and ideas, and so they did make a very specific request, and they had very specific questions they were looking for answers on. I'd say the group also looked at the challenge more broadly on what would be really helpful for government right now in terms of implementing financial systems effectively for the long haul.
So what advice was there ready to be delivered, and what would your recommendations be?
Well, it was really interesting. The team came together and pulled together what is called a sustainment strategy, and really that had four areas that were discussed and really recommended for potential action by OMB and agencies. One key area was around implementing a portfolio management approach to financial systems and really focusing in on the capabilities that agencies needed, not just specific individual systems. And we can talk about that more if you like. Number two as a key recommendation was bringing forth and creating a new decision criteria for evaluating legacy systems that may have been in agencies for multiple years, but agencies are challenged figuring out, can we let this system continue for a little bit longer, or do we really need to swap it out for something new?
So you have to actually look at the old system before you decide if you need a new system.
Well, you do, and really there are multiple different pieces of criteria that the team came up with to really be adaptable to different agency situations. And this is actually something that's new that came and out of the report and was developed by the team, was a very specific decision framework that could be applied within agencies, complete with spreadsheet that people could apply, not to pop out a magic answer, but really to help them make informed decisions.
Okay, so that's the first two. By the way, we're speaking with Andrew McLaughlin, who is Vice President at CGI and Executive Director of the CGI Initiative for Collaborative Government. What were the other two big recommendations?
Yes, good question, Tom. The other two focused in on in terms of specific software systems for financial systems and financial management. That specifically was on increasing communication among executive leadership in policymaking, including OMB, with agency program managers and the vendor community, really all three coming together to analyze emerging requirements from agencies and what they needed to get the job done in their agencies, as well as to figure out the right prioritization of getting those capabilities to market. And then lastly, was a specific recommendation to continually assess new technologies or deployment methods like cloud computing that could improve the financial management processes.
So when does all this take effect?
Well, there's no real effective date. I'd say it's really more that these ideas have been put forth. We've shared them with OMB. We're also in really a socialization and discussion phase to make sure agencies know of the ideas and can consider implementing them in their operations. So there's no specific effective date. It's more of ideas agencies can apply into their own operations. Also, it could lead to perhaps different government-wide ideas as OMB evolves different policies.
Now, this comes amidst a lot of other things that it kind of touches on. You've got the 25-point plan for improving IT that the CIO of the federal government came out with some time ago, and that's causing some of this to happen. Plus, you have a lot of work being done by agencies themselves to get better financial audits and to make sure that there's ever fewer improper payments and so forth. So how does this proposal that IAC has come up with mesh in with all these existing proposals?
I'd say that it really meshes in a couple of different ways. One specific is as agencies are trying to make their analyze their portfolios in concert with the 25-point plan, one of the recommendations was really to consider different deployment models. And so it does analyze and offer, for example, the cloud computing as an area that could be beneficial, but that agencies need to assess their specific situations and how it would fit into their portfolio of systems and capabilities. So that very much touches in on the 25-point plan and the cloud first policy. And then I think that agencies right now can – the other part is looking at how they would evolve and communicate what they really need to not just to OMB but also to the software market and other vendors in the market.
And if someone wants to read the recommendations, where can they go find them?
They can find them on the ACT-IAC website, and it's posted right up there.